Since early July, federal law enforcement officers have been deployed in Portland, Oregon. President Trump sent them there after the city had seen weeks of protests for racial justice. Now the Department of Homeland Security confirms they are arresting protesters using unmarked vehicles. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson reports.
Everyone take a knee, take a knee, take a knee.
Since police killed George Floyd in Minneapolis, nonviolent protesters in Portland have turned out nightly. But in recent days, the focus has turned to the role federal law enforcement officers are playing in policing the city's streets. In videos posted online, federal law enforcement officers wearing camouflage can be seen jumping out of minivans and grabbing protesters. Around 2:30 a.m. on July 15th, Mark Pettibone says federal officers detained him with no explanation.
A van pulls up right in front of us, and I am basically tossed into the van, and I had my beanie pulled over my face so I couldn't see, and they held my hands over my head.
Pettibone says he was taken to the federal courthouse where federal officers searched and photographed him, but gave no reason for his arrest.
They patted me down and took my picture and rummaged through my belongings. One of them said, this is a whole lot of nothing. You know, he seemed disappointed that I didn't have any weapons or anything on me.
Pettibone says he was placed in a cell by himself and read his Miranda rights. He says officers asked if he wanted to waive his rights. He said no and asked for a lawyer. He was released about an hour and a half later.
It was, you know, clear to me that this was just a totally indiscriminate.
Since arriving just before the 4th of July, officers from Customs and Border Protection's Elite BORTAC unit and the U.S. Marshals Special Operations Group have guarded Portland's federal courthouse. They've also assisted the Portland police in clearing protesters from city streets. And court documents filed this week revealed federal agents have embedded undercover officers with demonstrators to make at least one arrest.
It's like stop and frisk meets Guantanamo Bay.
Juan Chavez is a lawyer with the Oregon Justice Resource Center and has represented the interests of protesters in court.
You have laws regarding probable cause that could lead to arrest, but it sounds more like abduction. It sounds like they're kidnapping people off the streets.
The federal courthouse and county justice center in downtown Portland have been the focus of many protests. Windows are shattered. Parts of the building are boarded up and covered in graffiti. Yesterday, acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf visited Portland, calling it a city under siege. But local and state officials say that's far from the truth and want federal officers to leave. Oregon Governor Kate Brown says she spoke with Wolf.
I said, please. Take your officers home. They are only escalating things here in the city, and you need to go home.
But federal officials in Portland say they're seeing criminal activity that must be stopped.
Portland's well known for Rose City Antifa, right? They've been around a long time.
Billy Williams is the U.S. Attorney for the District of Oregon.
I believe they're a part of this. I believe they're just individuals who are anarchists.
Meanwhile, President Trump is lauding officers currently deployed here.
We've done a great job in Portland. Portland was totally out of control, and they went in, and I guess we have many people right now in jail, and we very much quelled it. And if it starts again, we'll quell it again very easily. It's not hard to do.
Next week, Trump says he plans to announce a larger role for federal law enforcement in cities across the country. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.